stuff that are expected to come into Nigeria are six line items. We have number one, husk brown rice, which used to be has a 30% duty and levy. Now it will be 0%. That is those companies that will be approved to bring in. We have the grain sorghum, we have the millet, we have maize, we have wheat, and we have beans. Those items, their HS code, what we call harmonized system coding, are being well stated in the statement we issued under the ECOWAS Common Textile Tariff.
Now, when you say zero tariff, it means that importers don't pay any duties on it. How do you monitor that zero tariff is passed on to the consumers as a lower price for some of these products? There's this fear that when it comes in, people will arbitrarily set up their own prices, defeating the very purpose of this policy.
Stated earlier, the major aim of this policy is to mitigate the high cost of food items in Nigeria market and those essential commodities I have mentioned earlier. However, if you look at our release, we mentioned a particular area where we talk about, one, the Federal Ministry of Finance will periodically provide Nigeria Customs Service with the list of importers and the approved quotas to facilitate the importation of these basic items. That is very important. Now, another issue is now companies must keep comprehensive records of any related activities which the government can request for compliance. So which means their book of accounts will also be investigated, will also be verified by government. And if any company fails to meet its obligation, definitely there will be sanctions. And the sanctions were clearly stated, which means they will lose the waivers issued to them and they are going to pay the applicable VAT and levies and import duties that were exempted earlier. So which means there is a strict penalty for whoever tried to breach the procedures laid down by the government.
But some experts say there's a loophole in that argument. If there is no price control, and if those who are importing tells you that they're allowing market forces to determine the price, it's very difficult to go back to them and say, you know what, you are breaching the rules. And they will tell you, no, we sold into the market and the middlemen are just adding money to it. So it's going to be tough to implement such a policy, don't you think?
That is an issue that I think do not fall within the purview of the Nigeria Customs Service. I'm speaking for the Nigeria Customs Service, and our role is to make sure that policies formulated are implemented to the letter based on the directives of the federal government. So we are going to implement these policies and we'll make sure that the items come in, we clear the items, we make sure that the necessary documentations are done and these items are exited.